Blog Talk Radio.
Triggers, your emotional triggers, and you feel like it is actually a very emotional journey.
And I find that usually plateaus that people go through either through three major reasons, but there's also a fourth reason that no one really talks about. And I'm going to touch on that in a minute. One of the first reasons for a plateau is the obvious, or it may not be obvious to you, but it's considered dietary errors. Basically, eating something or doing something that's outside the protocol, which throws your body into a halt mode, which this diet will do. The diet is not very forgiving with dietary errors, and it will literally stop your weight in its tracks and keep you there for several days. This is the most common mistake that people will make because they're trying different things or they're reading a different protocol. There's so many different versions of the protocol on there. There's actually even people out there that are such haters that they're actually putting up false information and false foods that you can eat on the protocol just to prove that the diet doesn't work. And those that, you know, don't know anything about this protocol or maybe have not read Simeon's protocol, basically see it and they go, oh, how wonderful it is, I can eat this junk food or chips or whatever, and they end up sabotaging their weight loss. So dietary error is the number one reason we fall into a plateau situation. Another one is not so obvious, and that is changes in fluid intake. If you are drinking, you start off drinking, you know, following the prescribed gallon a day or half a gallon minimum a day of water, what happens is people have a tendency to taper off that intake of water, and your body immediately notices that you're suddenly there's a decrease in fluid, and it believes that you're going into a thirst mode, which means it's going to hold on to whatever fluid you have in the body, which can cause you to actually gain weight or stay at a certain weight until it's able to flush that water out. So it happens basically every cell in your body swells and holds on to excess water. And therefore, you see this, you notice it on the scale right away. This is a very uncommon thing because people really don't think that drinking a lot of water or not drinking enough water can actually change their weight or stall their weight. But if you think about it, that fat cells only have really a few different ways to get out of the body: your urinary tract, your sweat glands, you know, through your other orifices, but primarily your sweat glands and urinary tract. And without enough fluid, it is unable to do what it does very proficiently. So that's another part of a dietary plateau if you want to consider. And the third one is a protein edema, which means that basically your body is not getting enough protein. And one of the minor flaws we found in the original protocol is that it was reported or put down that you were supposed to have 100 grams of protein regardless of what the protein was. Now, 50 years ago when, lamb and beef and eggs and all the other chickens and other protein choices were pure and did not have hormones and chemicals in them that alter their makeup, it probably would make more sense. But in today's society where a lot of our foods are actually enhanced genetically, they're enhanced with chemicals, they're bigger and plumper, and colors change because of the chemicals it has in it. Not all protein sources have the same amount of nutrients and the same amount of protein, which means that if you're doing 100 grams of every protein across the board, your body may not be getting enough of it, which you'll find that you'll get protein edema, which will cause the body to also hold on to fluid, which means you'll stall and weigh. So you have people they swear that they're doing the exact protocol the way it was supposed to be done. They have not deviated, and they're very frustrated because they're in a stall and they swear they haven't made any dietary errors. And when that's the case, this is usually the first place I look to see if that's the case, what the protein intake is. So those are the obvious or not so obvious causes of plateaus in this particular diet protocol. One other one that is not touched on very much is emotional episodes that you may be going through, emotional stress levels that you may be going through. A lot of people don't realize that whatever you're holding on to emotionally, your body holds on to physically. And that I have witnessed in numerous occasions where talking to a coaching client or just, another dieter who's experiencing the plateau and we've gone through all the other issues, and they're usually going through some sort of stressful thing on the job or emotional stress or family stress or death in the family, what have you, that they're holding on to anger, grief, frustration, whatever it is, that until they're willing to let go of what they're holding on to, their body will hold on to it as well. If you think about it, your body's one big organism that works in conjunction like a perfectly oiled machine, and when there's a cog someplace in the system, you usually have a symptom and then a result of that symptom, which either could be illness or ailment or aches or pains, or gained weight or loss of weight, loss of hair, you know, all kinds of things. And so emotional stress and emotional and changes, drastic changes in your diet, in emotion, your ability to feed your emotions through what you used to be doing if you're, you know, eating, changes, and you'll find that you have some changes in your diet. So I found that meditation is a huge, huge benefit to not only any weight loss protocol, but especially this weight loss protocol, because it does trigger a lot of emotional feelings because of the fact that you're not getting so much of what you expected. A lot of people expect to be miserable, expect to be anxious, expect to be hungry, and when they're not, it almost is like, first it's the elation, the miracle, they're excited, and they're grateful, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, this feels too good to be true, and all of a sudden their negative thoughts come in and they start, you know, basically sabotaging themselves from the inside out. So I wanted to point that out to you that if in fact you're experiencing a stall and you don't feel that you're doing any of the previous things we talked about, dietary error, lack of water intake or lack of protein intake, that look at what's going on with you emotionally and find an avenue. I recommend meditation, because meditation has a tendency to take you to a place where you can let go of those feelings, those emotional anguishes and hang-ups, and you will be pleasantly surprised that once you let go of your whatever you're holding on to emotionally, you'll watch the scale release the fat and release the weight. And if you think I'm kidding, just try me. Just try it and let me know how it works for you, because I've witnessed it over and over and again, not only with myself, but with numerous people for me to not doubt what I'm saying to you right now. So I wanted to touch on these issues, because plateau seems to be that one topic that seems to be escaping the message to people, that there is something you can do for breaking through a plateau. And the easiest ones are emotionally keeping your emotions in check, watching your diet, make sure you're not making dietary errors, make sure your water intake is sufficient, and make sure your protein intake is sufficient. And if you're not sure what protein you should be taking, you can go to our website at atgbodyforlife.com or colinfwatson.com and go to food choices, and there's a protein chart that you can download for free that tells you exactly what the proteins are and how much what ounces you can have for each protein, which makes it very easy in choosing your meals. Now, the quick ways to break through a plateau, there are the prescribed ones, and they're the ones that have not been prescribed to the diet, but we prescribe them because they work. And one is an apple day, where you have 6 apples over a 24-hour period, starting at 10 a.m. on the morning that you find yourself, the third morning or fourth morning you find yourself at a plateau, and you'll have 6 apples in that 24-hour period, ending either that night or the first thing in the morning with the apple. And you'll usually find yourself breaking through the plateau with a pound or two, or as much as 3 pounds. Another one, if you are a person that metabolizes protein well, and a lot of women don't because of the fat content. We just had a power outage. How crazy is that? Thank God we're connected to the computer and cell phone, because we're still on the air. How crazy is that? And my battery. So it came back on. How fun. Well, with that case, you have a steak day, which is basically fasting all day and then having a very large steak and a – there goes my connection. Darn it. I'm still on the phone, but I'm not on the web. So we have a steak day, and you basically fast and you have your steak day, which usually falls for me 4, 5, 6 pounds on a steak day, and works very well. There's the power again. So I'm still hope I'm still connected to the line, and I'm going to finish off the call here, since we seem to be having some technical problems with our power in our neighborhood. But hopefully this will give you some quick answers to how to handle a plateau or why you may be having a plateau. And definitely want to deal with the emotional aspects first and then all the physical aspects. And that should help you solve that problem. I was going to do some of the questions we had left over from Ask Me Anything HCG, but since our internet connection is now down, I will bid you adieu. So with that said, I hope you find this information helpful. God bless, and we will now deal with the darkness. Take care. Bye-bye.